We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph, and we're starting from two dots, approximately eight lines from the top. Echad, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the top. Echad Amfari Nechtav, Shnayim Amfari Nechtav, Kosher. Last case of the Mishnah is, in this case, everyone agrees it's Kosher. One person says, Fanoi Nechtav, and the other two say, Bifaneinu Nechtam is Kosher. And the simple reason would be is that if you have two Edim on a Kiyim, it's Kosher. Even though they're not Mekayim Kanas Chacham, but the Maaseh it says if you don't have funny enough, they say Kiyim works. So that would be a possible shot why it's kosher. Omer Ami Arbi Yechanan Lo Yishanu El Shaget Yitzv Tachas Yad Eid Ksiva. The Nasdu Kishnayim Azeh Kishnayim Azeh. So he says that this only works if the one saying funny enough is a shliach. So if he's a shliach, so it turns out you have the din to cause chomim that he's believed funny nechtav. So you have a funny nechtav, and you have a funny nechtav with edim. Then it's good. That's what he wants to tell him. The nasuk shnayim azek shnayim azek. Avmatachas yedei edei chasima. If the ones who are shliach are the edei chasima, and the one who's saying on the ksiva is the ed echad, it's not a shliach. Then it's possible. Why? Because you're missing now the b'funenu b'funai nechtav. You're missing. That ed said it. He's the ed echad. Ed echad is not nema. So Alma Kasavar, you must hold, Shnaim should be Gem Dias Yam, Tzrichin Shi Yoimru, Fenenu Nechtav, Fenenu Nechtav. It must be, we hold, like Rabbah, that are two people, two Shluchim, who bring Gem Dias Yam, even though they're two Shluchim and they're two Edim, and they help for the Chasima, the Matsuyin Lekayim, even saying that it's Kiyim, still you need, Fenenu Nechtav, Fenenu Nechtav. You have to say, you're missing the Shema, Fenenu Nechtav, you're missing that. And the Edech is dynamic, because he's not a Shliach. That's what comes out. So if that's true, El Miata Reisha Tani Shnayim Oyer Mefreir Nechtav, which you learned in yesterday's daf, Shnayim Oyer Mefreir Nechtav, Ve'echanam Afay Nechtam, Pasul Rehuda Machsher. So he's saying Vafilu Get Yoytze B'Tachas De Shnayim Pasul Rabbanon. The Rabbanon even Pasul that when they're both or everyone Shluchim, because he's saying the Mishnah is talking about Shluchim. The Sefer it says that's Kosher is talking about the old Shluchim. So it means the Reisha is Shluchim and he's still Pasul. I'm like in. He says yes. And Tosfos says the Gemara is supposed to continue. That and so what's the machlekes? So like I said before, the Gemara machlekes was if Shema Yachzav Kekuloi, and do you have that even by two Edim Shema Yachzav Kekuloi? That's the machlekes. Like the Gemara comes out between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon that even the all shluchim there might be Shema Yachzav Kekuloi, and therefore you have to say Ketekunoi, and it's not enough. You just say Vafanai Nechtam. You need also Vafanai Nechtam. Zimin Ashkechei the Yosef Kamar. Other times he found them saying something else. If Rav Asi found Rav Ami, the first thing was Rav Ami like that. A different time, Rav Asi found Rav Ami saying a little different, saying a little different. But come on, filu get yoyt v'tachas yidei eid chasima, even if the only ones who are shluchim are the eid chasima, who's saying, the two eidim who are saying that's kosher or chasima, it's still kosher. Even though the one saying b'fanai nechtav is not a shliach, it's still kosher. Alma kasava, shnayim seviyu gem dias yam, ein shriach shriyam, v'nei nechtav, it must be that two people coming to bring a get, you don't say bring a get. And this could stim even for Rabba, and we'll say it's milsle shichel gozer rabbanon. If two shluchim bring a get, you don't need anything. You don't need funny nechtav. So that's what comes out. Amleir avasi el miata reisha dektoni shnayim mayim frein nechtav acharim nechtam pasul rehuda machsher time. That's the machlekes. They ain't get yes tachas shnayim. How get yes tachas shnayim machsher rabbanon? Amleyin. He says, yes, that will be kosher. When they're shluchim, it'll be kosher. And when they're not shluchim, what's the machlaikis? Machlaikis is, do you say, on that one shliach was saying, b'fanai nechtam, do you believe him? Because he's a shliach. On the other hand, he didn't say b'fanai nechtam, so it's that's the machlaikis. If two edim on the ksiva, do you say osi lachlufay or not? So that's what comes out. So he says, yes. V'azim l'amrit l'hachi. You didn't tell, other times you told something else. The last one is the Iker Lashon. The last one is the Iker Lashon. So it comes out, basically, our Gemara is saying that Rav Ami paskins like the Lishna Rishayna before. And it's not true, like we spoke about yesterday from Ashah, that the Gemara that is going for the Lishna Rishayna, because our Gemara is basically a de facto psak on that we go with the first Lashon, not the second Lashon. Not the second lashon of the sugi before. Well, the first lashon that means like this: that if two shluchim bring a get, they don't have to say anything, and they don't have to say b'fanai nechtav. Definitely, if they say the chasim is good, it's definitely good. If two edim come, it's good. The only problem is that in a case where they're not shluchim, that's where it's a problem, and we have a machloikis when they're not shluchim. But the machlekes, when two people say nechtav, one says nechtav, the machlekes are Huda and Rabbanan, if it's kosher or not. But Huda hold even there it's kosher, it won't be asal achlufe. Why? Because you have two edim on the ksiva. But the case of the Sefer of our Mishnah that says that two edim are saying on the ksiva, they don't have to be shluchim, and the lach is because any two edim that bring that say that chesima is good, the mitzvah l'kayim, there won't be a din of fayin nechtav.